Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, by the way. This is one of those times when I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. I do this once a week at least, and today I want to talk about reconciling my 2020 crystal ball predictions. You know, folks, since 2000, I've offered prognostications on what was coming at small business owners in the new year, the upcoming new year. Then at the end of each year, for 20 years, I reconciled my predictions against what actually happened, and I gave myself a score. Through the 20 prior editions, up to 2020, my accuracy record was 73%. Well, you know, that might not impress you, but in the major leagues, that's a 730 batting average, and that batting average should get you in Cooperstown on the first ballot. I'm just saying. But as the third decade of the 21st century dawned, my 21st set of predictions, published on January 5th, 2020, were heavily influenced by 3 years of Main Street optimism about the momentum of the U.S. economy. But then, in less than 90 days, everything changed. An organic invader turned our reality from halcyon to horrific in a way that only Chinese President Xi Jinping could have anticipated. In our history, never have American business owners had to simultaneously fear that a deadly disease would attack their families and the political response to that pathogen might kill their business. Because of the unprecedented weirdness of this year, scoring my 2020 predictions as I have in the past really isn't possible. Reading the list, if you find them online, will either produce a wry smile from you or a cringe or maybe even an expletive. Consequently, this year, I'll follow each prediction with appropriate commentary, but without a score, even when I was right. Some of my predictions have been omitted from the original list. The original list was a little bit longer because the pandemic either made those completely irrelevant or moved them forward. They'll be up again next year. So buckle up for a bumpy ride. The first prediction group is for small business. Small business optimism will remain strong for the fourth consecutive year, exceeding the NFIB's index half-century average. Well, what actually happened was optimism held, as I said, all the way through March, but took a dive in Q3 and began recovering in the second half. Next prediction. For the 13th straight year, small businesses will continue to limit borrowed capital and rely on organic funds to fund growth, organic resources to fund growth. Well, this happened in a parallel universe with a Paycheck Protection Program anomaly. That was the PPP was a weird anomaly, but it still was merged with what I just said, the stronger balance sheets of small business owners. Next prediction. The USMCA, Mexico, Canada, U.S. trade deal, will deliver benefits from U.S. Main Street businesses. What actually happened is USMCA passage and, ironically, the coronavirus will help the U.S. rethink our lack of supply chain redundancy and will be good for Main Street. One of the silver linings of the coronavirus is the exposure of our lack of redundancy in the supply chain. Next prediction. More states will increase minimum wage. Actual, Florida was added to the 24 states that were already on course for $15 minimum wage. Half of the U.S. states are already on course for minimum wage at $15. Next prediction. California Assembly Bill 5 will hurt startups, the gig economy, and the franchise industry. Well, passage of Prop 22 on the California 2020 ballot by almost 3 million vote margin was a stinging rebuke to AB 5 and any national expansion of such regulations. Kamala Harris, call your office. Next prediction. The qualified employee prospect crisis extends into another year with little abatement. I talked about this in the last hour. What actually happened is even during a pandemic, good people continue to be in short supply. Protect your winners from poachers. Do it today. Next prediction. The strength of small business balance sheets will receive due respect in 2020. Ironically, the pandemic proved this, as even with all the losses, millions of small businesses have survived because they deleveraged and retained earnings since 2008. Last small business prediction, the impeachment process will not diminish small business sector support for Donald Trump in November. I said this last January. Today, 70% of small business owners continue to support Trump even after the election. Now over to the economy. First prediction, continuing to expand, the U.S. economy will average 2.5 GDP in 2020. This was interrupted in Q2 by the shutdowns. Second half recovery reveals our underlying economic strength is back, the GDP is back up. However, the 2020 GDP record, like my scoring, must be moved to the outlier record book. We've never seen anything like this. Next prediction. No fundamental economic weakness in evidence will cause a 2020 recession. There was nothing fundamentally economic about the preventable Chinese Wuhan coronavirus that unleashed a global pandemic. Nothing fundamental about that. Next prediction. The Federal Reserve will continue accommodative monetary policies, low rates, print money. Actually, as you know, the Fed's discount rate and printing press were key to the government's support during the early response to the pandemic. Next prediction, crude and natural gas prices will hold to the 2019 levels. Actually, the pandemic caused crude oil to drop by a third, I missed this one, in a good way, while natural gas rose about 20%. The next group is technology. You'll hear more about 5G mobile, but it won't be available to most of us in 2020. That, folks, was a prediction, and that prediction actually played out. Next prediction. Big tech can no longer hide behind the algorithms did it, cop out, for breaching expectations of ethics, trust, and values. Actually, big tech and social media platforms became the poster children for this prediction based on their admitted election interference. They admitted this, folks. Section 230 will be in play in 2021. Next prediction. Social media usage will be increasingly associated with rising levels of anxiety and social dysfunction across all generations. It's becoming clear to many, something I've warned people about for 12 years, that the societal benefit of social media platforms is increasingly out of balance. And lastly, crypto interfaces will be more prominent for blockchain applications, especially smart contracts. While the pandemic accelerated many tech applications, blockchain was not one of them. And now I want to do demographics quickly. Gen Y, the millennials, as you know, will supplant baby boomers in electoral, economic, and workplace norms. When the Gen Y upper quartile, now in their 40s, 2020, this year, was a pivotal year of this demographic shift. Everything changes after this demographically. Next prediction. Baby boomers divested businesses they founded in the 20th century. Will find it increasingly difficult to sell to younger buyers. The pandemic made this worse for small business owners. It's harder to sell a business today than it was before. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.